under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into today's show. It is Hump Day Wednesday, March 20th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. In the next segment, Dr. Jeff will be in the house. If you have any questions for him, text him to me at 231-360-5140. Let me know what your questions are in advance and I'll tee him up ready to go with Dr. Jeff. We're going to have Carla Wagner on. She's coming on in the second hour from 10 to 10:30. She'll be updating us about the petition drive for Axe My Tax. And then in the third hour, Patrick Kobach, former state senator and gubernatorial candidate, dedicating his life nowadays to election integrity. Following these stories, things that are happening regarding Dominion voting machines. So he's going to give us an update from 11:15 to 11:30 this morning as to what's going on. What has he found? What has he researched? What information does he have? So we got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Again, we've got quite a few things happening, events that you need to be a part of. The upcoming class in Traverse City, April 13th, a deadline is approaching quickly to get your books for that class. This will be the last class we do in Northern Michigan regarding Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. We're going to head down to Flint 2 weeks later. After the class in Traverse City on April 13th, we'll be in Flint on April the 27th. So you can go to the website acconservatives.org. The top post is the Flint class. That one just got added this past week. That's being hosted by the Genesee County Conservative Union. And then scroll down a little bit and you'll see all the information about the Traverse City class on April 13th. If you'd like a link, the flyers, text me class TC for Traverse City or class Flint. And I'll send you the flyers and a link to the website as well. Greatly appreciate you guys today being part of the show, reporting in for duty from Charlotte, North Carolina, as we're making our way back to the home studio for Friday's show. We're excited. We're going to be broadcasting tomorrow morning and then stopping in Royal Oak, picking up Mr. Snoop. We want to thank our daughter, Tina, for taking care of Mr. Snoop while we were down in Florida heading back. And pretty excited. We're going to bring the warm weather with us. We know we got some cold temperatures coming back home, some snow even late Thursday night. It looks like Friday morning going to have some accumulation. But hopefully by next week it'll break. Tigers are getting ready to start their opening day, March 28th, just 8 days away. That's going to be on the road against the Chicago White Sox. And then the home opener is going to be on April 5th. So we're excited. Spring is coming. It's officially here. And we want you to be part of the show today. Again, text line is open, 231-360-5140. Ask the Vet is about ready to get off into session. We're going to add Dr. Jeff into the show and get to your questions. And looking forward to the interviews, the guests, the topics we're going to talk about today. Lots of information on this Hump Day Wednesday, March 20th. 2024. We'll take a break, a word from our sponsors, and when we get back, Dr. Jeff will be in the house. So please text me your questions. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual, joining us in this time slot is Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff is in the house from the Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Got a couple of text messages already coming in this morning. Christine wants to ask you, do you know what is going on killing the dogs and cats? Some people think there's something now being added into the pet foods, and didn't know if you had noticed an increase in any cancers or things happening there at the Sioux Animal Hospital, because quite a few of her friends are complaining that cancers and tumors and different things are being diagnosed in their animals, and some of them are actually leading to death.
We really haven't noticed an uptick here, so to say. But we do see, especially comparing back to like when I was a kid and things like that.
Sure.
We didn't see a lot of geriatric diseases in animals because they didn't live long enough to get geriatric diseases. They succumbed to infectious diseases, to heartworm disease, you know, and things like that. We have gotten so much better at treating preventable diseases and infectious that animals are now just similar to people are now living long enough to actually get cancers and, you know, other geriatric things.
Sure.
Now, that being said, because I know we've talked about this multiple times, you know, before with diet, of course, you do have that. What was it back? Oh, wow. 20 years ago where they had the melanin in the dog food from China.
Right.
Yeah, that was kidney failure, and that was a problem that got added into there. But diet, just as in humans, diets can have a big impact on health and things like that. And it kind of goes back to they encourage us to not eat processed foods or highly processed foods. Okay. Well, I mean, look at a dog kibble. That's as processed as you can get. You know, you're going to take beef and carrots and vegetables and all the other stuff they show in the commercial and process it into a brown nugget.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Yep. So,
and we've talked about it before about how to make homemade dog food or basically feed them what you eat.
Yeah.
That conversation. But I guess she was just wondering because a lot of her friends have noticed it and been talking about it. And they like wonder what's going on, if there's something that just got added into the pet food or what's going on. But you haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard or seen anything come across that there's something that there's been a recall or something like that.
Triggering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I got another text message before the show this morning, actually. 7-year-old cat all of a sudden not wanting to eat, and it's been 2 days now, and just wondering, is that something that's normal? Are they going to go through, you know, some kind of, you know, situation, digestive issue, hairball, whatever it's going on? Would that cause a 7-year-old cat not to want to eat for a couple of days?
Yeah, they can get upset stomachs and things like that. As long as it would be curious, is it coupled with any other signs of disease? Is a cat, you know, a happy cat or a sad cat? Is it just doesn't want to eat? Are they still, you know, acting normal? Is there any vomiting, you know, diarrhea or anything like that? If there's no other signs of disease, I would probably give it a day or two.
Right.
But if you get like third day or something, like, all right, somebody's got to take a look at them and let's just make sure. Because cats can be really good at hiding disease, too. And there might be something going on that we just don't know. So happy cat. Yeah, I mean, we don't always eat every day. Sometimes there's some days I just don't feel hungry. Okay.
Sure.
And, you know, but if you're coupled, if you're not eating and you're coupled with other signs of disease, vomiting, diarrhea, you know, go see the vet. If not, maybe a day or two, but then I definitely get in and see somebody and find out, you know, what's going on here.
Right. Absolutely. Robert wants to know if Dr. Jeff knows the longevity for a rat terrier dog.
Like how long they'll live?
Yes.
Well, little dogs tend to live longer than big breed dogs, and mutts tend to live a little bit longer than purebreds. A rat, 15, 16, I think would be appropriate. Now, okay. Having said that, the oldest dog I've ever seen, I've seen beagles. I was the oldest dogs I've ever seen are beagles, and I've seen them get up in their 20s.
Hmm. Wow. Not out there chasing a bunch of rabbits, are?
Nope.
Oh.
So.
That's amazing. I got another text coming in. Again, ask Dr. Jeff here, coming kind of rapid fire this morning, 231-360-5140. We're noticing that our dog, with this milder weather, the cold temperatures now kind of, you know, getting back to somewhat of a wintry feel out there. Does Dr. Jeff advise that we still go ahead and apply flea and tick right now?
Yeah, because this is not going to last. And, you know, like I said, ticks can become active at, you know, 27, 28 degrees. So they can be active now because it's not that terribly cold out there. And as long as the grass can stick up through the snow, they can come up. So, yeah, okay. I still wouldn't, even though it, Old Man Winter, I knew he wasn't going to leave without hitting us one more time. And so, yeah, it's this. Hopefully, is not going to last too long.
Right. Wanted to ask you, too, the new equipment. I got a text message actually after the show last week. They were talking about the laser that you now have. Explain to people what that is and what you're able to do with that new equipment you purchased.
Okay. Well, the laser, it is a low wattage, in a specific infrared or near infrared laser light. And the technical term for it is photobiomodulation. Every day and every way, life is more and more like Star Trek. So basically what this does, we shine this laser light on this area, and the laser light will be absorbed into the cells. And what it does is it increases cellular, what they call cellular respiration, or which is cellular metabolism or activity, and it makes them start growing more, dividing more, and which means healing. And it also helps dilate blood vessels. It'll bring more blood through the area, which then, again, helps support healing, will help draw out edema and things like that. And it also can help with like even nerve cells regenerating and things like that. So we use it a lot for inflammatory conditions, for arthritis. It's a good adjunct, especially when you're dealing with arthritis. I almost never do just one thing. There are so many different things that we can put together to come up with a treatment plan for a dog, older dog that's sore or whatnot. And they've all got a part, and it's kind of the thing is I got to look in my toolbox. You know, like the analogy I used to the client the other day, it says when I build a house, I use a whole toolbox. I don't just use a hammer. Well, it's the same thing when we're dealing with arthritis or any of these chronic issues like this, these chronic inflammatory issues, you know, is I don't just use one thing. I have a whole toolbox that I'm, okay, we're going to use this, we're going to use this, we're going to use this, and put together a specific plan for that animal. One thing I have found with it that I really like with it is neural injuries. We did have a situation where we had a little dachshund that had hurt its back. Anybody who's got a dachshund knows that they can hurt their backs, and then he couldn't walk. This was actually right before we purchased the new equipment. They couldn't walk, and we treated him kind of the normal way we treat him, nearly didn't respond. Just got the new system in. I'm like, hey, let's go ahead and give him a course of treatment with this. And he's regained probably 50% of his function. He's not all the way there yet. Nerves take a long time to regenerate too, no matter what you do.
Sure.
But he is definitely made definitive improvement. I can see. So we brought that in. We also brought in a stance analyzer for dogs that it's you can put them on there, and it'll tell you when we're dealing with some of these really kind of – they're lame, but you're not quite sure where they're lame at. You can put them on the stance analyzer, and it'll tell you which leg they're not putting full weight on, and can help you – one, it can help us diagnose it. Two, it can help us treat it going forward too. So
interesting.
Yep.
So you can – absolutely know you're working on the right limb.
Yep.
Cool. So. I got another text. Officer Rick, he said, recently I inherited my mom's aunt's dog. She is on thyroid medication. Is there anything natural I can give her to stimulate the thyroid versus keeping her on the thyroid medication?
The only thing I've ever really found is you have to give them the thyroid. I haven't found anything that's, especially if they've already been diagnosed hypo or low thyroid and they've been on it, the body is adapted to that new medication or to the thyroid, to the hormone. I would just recommend just continuing on that at this point. just because now that dog's used to it. And if you all of a sudden try to change gears, the body has to adapt now, go through another adaptation phase to the new treatment. The old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If she's doing good on the thyroid, I'd keep giving the thyroid. Inexpensive, and it's not too bad on them.
And it's no other side effects like dealing with the liver or any kidney function, anything like that?
Not really. We do monitor. Up here, we monitor every 6 months. We'll do blood work to make sure we're getting the right amount of thyroid hormone, make sure that the liver and the kidneys are still processing it. The biggest thing with thyroid is if you get too much of it. And dogs can really tolerate a lot of thyroid hormone. I mean, to the point, a regular adult human, putting on thyroid would usually put on 0.1 or 0.2 milligrams a day. And I can remember when I've scripted out thyroid for a dog to a pharmacy or whatever, to a human pharmacy, and sometimes I'll script out like 0.5 or 0.6 milligrams, like three times the amount. I'm almost sure I give this client the script and I'm like, I'm almost sure I'm going to get a call from the pharmacist going like, are you really sure? And like, yes, it's a dog. You can do this. So, sure. That's one thing being a veterinarian is you need to know all these different physiological differences just between the species.
Yep, absolutely. So I could understand the pharmacist going, are we supposed to be giving this to a dog? I get it. Hey, another text message coming in says that one of the things they've noticed is the dog, for some reason, is going out and staying out longer than he did for many, many years. Is he hunting a skunk, a deer? What the heck is going on? Now he's out anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, when normally he would stay out only about 10 minutes and come back for his bone.
Yeah, if he's got something. I mean, I just noticed Cowboy was doing that the other day, let him out. Usually he's the first one wants back in the house.
Sure.
But I go out there, two girls are on the porch, like, let me in. I'm like, no, y'all can stay outside for a while. And he's out laying in the backyard chewing on a stick or a log. He didn't chew on stick. Dog's big enough. He chews on logs. he had like a 6-inch round piece of firewood he pulled out of the pile, and he's just tearing it apart. And you want to come in, he just looks at me and goes back chewing. I'm like, oh, guess not. All right.
Dad, I'm good.
Nope, that's good. Yeah, that's actually good. If he's outside, I mean, as long as he's safe, but yeah, I mean, they let him be outside, move around, keeps him happy, keeps him healthy, keeps him mentally stimulated. Cause that's another big thing too. We take our animals, it's almost like a zoo. They're inside, they don't get stimulated. And in zoos, that's a huge thing for environmental enrichment, especially for these animals, so they don't get bored. So yeah, if he's going outside and doing that, great. We could even do that next week, talk about environmental enrichment, things that you can do for your dog inside the house to help stimulate some of the normal behaviors that they have. Plus, it also reduces boredom and usually will also reduce them tearing up other stuff too.
Oh, excellent. That's a great topic because Mr. Snoop can't wait to get outside on the deck and sit and look at the animals and the birds and I always laugh with Vicky. I said, it looks like he's out there watching a tennis match.
Yeah.
Because his head's just constantly like, oh, there's noise over there. There's noise over there. So, hey, I'm going to give out the phone number to the Sioux Animal Hospital up there in Sioux St. Marie. Please store it in your phone. It's area code 906-635-5910. 906-635-5910. Give Dr. Jeff a call with any of your other questions. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.